Kevin McHugh, let's clear up that big moment at the end, that penalty for UCD. The suggestion is that the tackle may well have been outside the box.
Yeah, from initial viewing, I haven't seen the highlights yet, but definitely looked like it was outside the box. And the referee was looking through about four or five bodies. There's no way he would have seen that. He was too far away. He was actually in the centre circle, so there's no way he would have seen that.
Yeah.
So when I went over to question at the end, it's just the usuals. They just tell you to get out of your way, get out of your way. There's no actual, they don't actually give you an answer nowadays. They just tell you to get out of the way or you're getting the yellow card.
Yeah.
So that's it. We move on. It's really, really harsh on us. I thought we deserve at least a point tonight. And again, we talked about it on the side, like two dead balls, free kick and a penalty. Oshin hadn't the save to make in the whole game. Their keeper pulled off two or three really good saves. So, but again, I thought we shot ourselves in the foot. We actually had the ball. We were breaking forward and just poor decision making from our players and the selection of pass. And it meant they could break 3-on-4, or sorry, 4-on-3.
Yeah.
And that's where the penalty came from. So that's it. It's cruel. It's a cruel lesson to learn for some of the boys in there because they've just cost their team a point, you know, by decision making. But yeah, I thought we deserved more than a point probably in the second half, but we'd have certainly taken one. Because usually they're a good side, and they're a good footballing side. They've good players all around the pitch. So, yeah, disappointing.
And you got that equaliser right at the end as well. Like, it was a fortuitous one. We were watching, you sent Joel Bradley Walsh over to take that free kick, Kevin. We were thinking, we were wondering, why aren't you sending him in the box? Because he's such a presence in there.
Yeah.
But he delivered a good ball.
Yeah, he's got such a good left foot on him as well. Yeah, that's probably why, because our dead balls tonight just weren't on the money. And I just felt that maybe his delivery would be a wee bit better, and it worked for us. But yeah, it's hard to take. It's hard to take, especially when there's so many good performances. I thought we deserved at least a point to try and stay in contention for the playoffs, you know. But we have to move on. There's no feeling sorry for yourself in this league. You have to move on the next week to Bray, you know.
Yeah, and you'll be playing against a Bray team who themselves lost out tonight. That's the way it is in this first division.
I
know it's a cliche, but there really are no easy games, Kevin.
There isn't. If you can put two or three ones together at all, you'll shoot yourself right up the table, and that's what we need. But we're, as you can see, when we have a couple of players out, we are a wee bit light. And there will be, as I said before, there will be players coming in and there will be players leaving, unfortunately. But that's the way it is at senior football. It's the way it's going to be at every club. And we just need to freshen things up and get a few new faces in, you know.
Yeah, and you lost an experienced man this week as well with Dave Cawley. What's the story there, Kevin?
Just family commitments, travel. He was coming up and it was... He was probably, two hours, 20 minutes in the car up and see him on the way down and his young family. And he was just married this year, so it was just too much for him.
Yeah, and he had been playing well this year?
He had. We'll miss him. He's obviously played over 400 games and he had a remarkable career. So, yeah, really, really good lad, Dave. So wish him all the best in his retirement, you know.
Okay, well, listen, unlucky tonight, Kevin. I suppose one of those ones where a case what might have been.
It's hard to take when you thought you had a point and then you're like, whew. We could actually go and win this, and then it was just a really, really poor pass at the end that led to the penalty. And as we said, now I can't really say for certain, but initial viewing it looked like it was definitely outside the box. The players are saying it was outside the box, and then Shawnee Bradley was taken down here, nearly identical, and he just waved it away. So we're not getting the rub of the green at all for some of the officials, which is really poor. And I would love them and their bosses to maybe watch back some of the highlights. And maybe go through them and maybe come through with us, because we don't get any feedback. We're just told to get away or we're getting a yellow card, and there's no communication at all.
Yeah.
Even actually trying to get in and speak to them or speak to the assessor, there's no...
Yeah.
You just can't. It's very frustrating at this level, and they'll not talk to you, you know. But anyway, we move on. It was our own mistake that led to the penalty, and that's what we're kind of really annoyed with.